K 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.
What is dedication?
I am the father of a 9-year-old little girl and a 6-year-old little boy. And I find fatherhood both relentlessly challenging and relentlessly rewarding. My daughter is biological and my son is adopted. I love them both so much. From the morning when you wake up to putting them to bed at night, and every moment in between, it really is so special, and boy, is it exhausting. One thing that I fear about being a parent is the future for my children. I think a parent's job is to protect our children, but also prepare them for the world so they become good, kind human beings. But I'm also hopeful that the future holds a more inclusive and compassionate world for them.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
For the years, you've really kept up with the times. You're on social media.
Like, dislike, block.
Maintained your health.
10,000 steps. I'm a beast.
You even programmed your own smart home.
In 10 minutes, remind me that I'm a genius.
In 10 minutes, I'll remind you that you're a genius.
If you can do all that, you can definitely save for retirement. Just go to aceyourretirement.org, a free online tool sponsored by AARP that can help you get on track with your retirement savings no matter your age. At aceyourretirement.org, you'll meet Avo, the friendly digital retirement coach, and in just 3 minutes, get personalized recommendations to help boost your retirement savings. They're easy to understand and work with your lifestyle. It's quick, easy, and free. Plus, it's brought to you by AARP, so you know they got your back.
You are a genius.
Take charge of your retirement. Go to aceyourretirement.org now. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. I came out in the 11th grade. Nobody was embracing you. The kids were cruel. It was very difficult to be gay. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
The hard part was determining that I was going to do it, but I definitely didn't do it alone.
At age 30, with the help of her mentor, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
I have a mentor, Maria. She convinced me to continue my education and to finish what I started to get my diploma. Just never judges. She's a true role model. If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, go get it. You can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council present the story of Cynthia and Ed.
My mother was always very active and independent, and she was familiar with her neighborhood. But one day, out of the blue, she stopped at the stop sign for much longer than usual. And she didn't know whether she should go forward or turn or just stay at the stop sign. She wasn't even really sure where she was at. She was very concerned. It was very unsettling for her.
It's important for you to talk to someone about it, to bring the family in on it. I felt so much better after my son told me, "Mom, I don't want you to worry or be afraid. I'll be there for you and we'll figure it out."
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
This is the story of a very special woman. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician or an entrepreneur. Her knowledge was limitless and still is. She could also make monsters disappear, especially those that lurked in the shadows under the bed. Once, this woman put back together a teenage girl's broken heart, which had been shattered in 1,000 pieces. Just by giving her a bear hug. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hey sis, missed you this morning. Kim told me you weren't feeling well, so I'm just doing a self-care check.
Ah, thank you, friend.
How you doing?
Girl, listen, my energy was so low because I didn't eat breakfast when I got up, so I had to miss virtual yoga with y'all.
Trust me, I understand.
But I'm doing much better now that I've eaten, so I'm back on track.
Great. In that case, let's get some steps in tonight. I'll come over and we can walk around the lake.
Sounds good. Appreciate you being in my business, too. Now, let me get in yours. Did you check your blood pressure today?
I did that and my squats, okay?
Okay.
High blood pressure is not going to be my friend if I can help it. See you at 6?
Let's get it. See you then.
Now more than ever, it's important that we protect our hearts and the hearts of those we love. Check in on one another and be a part of a healthy blood pressure movement. Rally your squad to take the online pledge at Release the Pressure.
Is the Tom Hartman Program.
This is the Tom Hartman Program. I am Jefferson Smith, honored to be with you today. It is Thank You Thursday, time we are expressing our democracy gratitude. We are joined now, somebody I've been grateful for heck, a couple decades now, Justin Krebs, who I knew back in the day when he started drinking liberally and doing other things liberally, who is now the campaign director at MoveOn.org. Justin, can you hear me?
I can hear you. And it's good to hear your voice again through the decades, echoing through the decades.
It's been a long time, man. It's been a long time. So we're talking about what we're grateful for. And including things that haven't received enough ink. And if ink is no longer the parlance, then by whatever medium people consume, hasn't received enough pixels or attention or, I don't know, YouTube videos or TikTok clips. What are people missing, or what are you particularly grateful for coming out of this election?
Well, sure. A few of the things I'm grateful for aren't necessarily going to be shockers. Democrats holding the Senate and looking like we're going to expand the majority in the Senate. So obviously we know that story, but to think that all Democratic incumbents were reelected after what they were able to accomplish over the last 2 years, that's huge. So I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful that we prevented a red wave from materializing. It's not like there was never going to be a red wave. There was a chance of it. It was our voters turning out. Our message is resonating. It was huge youth vote, which is something, Jefferson, I know you've cared about for decades, since back when we were youth. But the huge youth vote I'm thankful for, and I want to see that continue through Georgia in the runoff so we can get to 51 Senate seats. And I want to see that continue next year. And I want to see that be a story leading into 2024 as well.
So, Justin, what were some of the campaigns that MoveOn dug into that people might not be aware of? Obviously, I know y'all would have been involved in sort of the key swing Senate races. What are some of the things that MoveOn was paying attention to that people might not be as aware of during the election that ended last Tuesday?
Absolutely, Jefferson. You know, the secretaries of state races, these are the positions that often ride a little bit below the headlines, these down ballot races. Often in many states, they're thought of as almost just nonpartisan folks that run the elections in a meritocratic way. But we saw a whole fleet of election deniers supporting Trump, supporting the insurrection, trying to seize these levers of power. And in state after state, election deniers lost those races. And in state after state, Arizona, Nevada, Michigan, we were able to help elect secretaries of state in places like Pennsylvania, the governor, who can make sure that the election continues to take place as it should. So it was really a pro-democracy election in that regard. That was based both on races we don't often think about and MoveOn members turning out for those races, making phone calls, sending plenty of text messages, donating directly to those candidates, but also that a pro-democracy message resonated, which is important for our democracy. It's important for our electoral victories, but it's also important to fight against MAGA.
No, it's disappointing that a pro-democracy message is something that is persuasive, right? If only because you'd think everybody would already be persuaded. But no, I agree a bunch. What are you up to now? What are the, I assume y'all are working in Georgia. What are some of, is now a time of debrief? What happens at Move On right after an election?
That's a great question. And even from before Election Day, we were ready to say the election doesn't end on November 8th.
Yeah.
There's the Georgia runoff. There's counting every vote, which has been happening as more and more races have been called. There's preparing for this final session of Congress. So we will take a break at some point, but it is not it's not a rest, despite what we've accomplished. And our members aren't resting. You know, the day after the election, our members started donating directly to Senator Warnock's reelection campaign. He is an excellent senator. Georgia needs him. The Senate needs him. America needs him. And Move On members have already donated hundreds of thousands of dollars to his campaign. We had a kickoff for our Georgia work this past Monday. Actually, Mark Hamill joined the call as the live stream.
Luke Skywalker.
Yeah, is that fun? Thousands of Move On members joining a call to not just debrief the election, which was historic, but also to look ahead. So we are diving in. We have hundreds of thousands of folks in Georgia that we're able to reach, contact, activate, that we've been in touch with, both in the 2020 election, the 2020 runoff, the 2022 election. So we have a track record there. We collectively as a movement have won Georgia before. Move On has helped support that work, and we're going to do it again in 19 days.
What are the different dynamics in Georgia between a midterm national election where there's a tension everywhere and lots of things in the ballot, governor's race on the ballot there, legislative races, et cetera, and a special election in Georgia? I mean, I named some of them, but what does that change in terms of the electoral math, who comes out to vote, et cetera?
It definitely changes the expectations a lot. You know, you don't have the same sense of a current that you're flowing with. You have to help create that current a little bit. You have to remind folks when they can vote, that early voting exists, that early voting is curtailed by holidays like Thanksgiving and holidays like Robert E. Lee Day, if you can believe it. So early voting is chopped up in ways that are going to make it harder. All the more reason that you need to communicate with every voter you can reach. Move On has a plan. We are going to text, we're going to call, we're going to do polling place vote tripling, where we actually meet people when they're coming out of voting and encourage them to contact their friends live at that moment. We've done this before in Georgia. We're going to do it again. But also in terms of the stakes, you know, there's a chance to reelect a really exceptional senator. Senator Warnock has this moral seriousness, this warmth, this compassion, this humor. He was able to help lower drug prices. He's leading the charge on capping insulin prices. He's a great senator. And it's not just about expanding the Democratic majority, which of course it is. 51 is a world different than 50. But let's elect a really great senator, and let's make sure people know there's a reason to come out yet again. This is the fourth time you're going to be voting for Senator Warnock in 2 years for some folks. Let's do it again and give him the full term.
Yeah, it's supposed to be when are you a senator, you don't have to run all the time. He has to run more than, like, dog catcher. He has to run more than a member of the 2 year state legislature. He's always running. Like, Warnock, it doesn't feel fair.
It's exhausting for him. It's exhausting. Well, he'll have 6 years where he gets to work and represent and legislate. But right now, he is, I'm sure, running as hard as he can. We're independent of the campaign, but we're running as hard as we can alongside of him. And, you know, these runoffs, they used to be in January. They were moved up to December. 4 weeks later, we're already 9 days in. That's 19 days. And I don't know what you're doing next week, but a lot of people are going to be checking out of politics, enjoying family time, enjoying Thanksgiving, finding loved ones, doing charity. It's sneaking up on us. It's racing up on us. And so really having everything in motion. And if folks want to get involved, they can go to moveon.org/electWarnock. moveon.org/electWarnock. You can find out about making phone calls. You can find out about vote tripling. And you can find out about how to really raise the stakes of this election.
Is there already something called door knock for Warnock? Has that been used a lot of times?
Not by us.
Well, that feels sure like a real missed opportunity, man. I mean, it just seems like it's just for those of us who play in the verbal gymnasium, it feels it's just right there waiting to be done. Door knock for Warnock. I mean, come on.
That's incredible. And after I'm off this call, I plan on Googling it.
So do I. Let me just ask before we go. What is Move On? We know the origin story of Move On and how it got started. And it was sort of the earliest, maybe, sort of big political email. Mm-hmm. What's the state of MoveOn? What's the scale of the membership? How many people do you reach out to? And what are the tools you use other than email these days?
Sure. Well, MoveOn continues to have millions and millions of members around the country, and including in Georgia, where we're going to play big, where there are hundreds of thousands of folks we'll be able to reach. We've reached over the past few cycles. But this midterm was our largest midterm program that we've run in our 24-year history. A $30 million program to help defend our democracy, to help ensure that folks understand that abortion was on the ballot, to help defend the Democratic Senate and, in fact, expand it. These governor's races, these secretaries of state races. So that's everything from investing in the technology to text folks at scale, to communicate with them where they are, to actually get folks on the ground, and also the direct contributions that our members send to these candidates that we help them learn about.
This is the Tom Hartman program.
Right back to the Tom Hartman Show, 202-808-9925. What are you grateful for? What are you working on?
Spoiled supermarket meat, sawdust like fillers, artificial preservatives?
Ho, ho, hold on there. I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. You don't want your dog eating any of that. These potentially harmful ingredients are found in many of today's popular dog foods, but not in Nature's Blend. A freeze-dried raw dog food with real cuts of meat, omega-3 rich seeds, and superfood veggies and fruit.
Nature's Blend is designed to help support your dog's playfulness, healthy skin, soft coat, easy digestion, and youthful mobility.
Your dog will go bonkers over Nature's Blend's savory flavor and texture.
For a limited time, save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and receive a free festive holiday dog sweater with select orders. Go to drmartyspets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511.
I guarantee it with a 100% 90-day return of your purchase price.
Offer available with select orders while supplies last. Text fees may apply. You may receive up to one additional text. Text stop to opt out.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you. You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you. You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Tom Hartman here. In my new book, Threshold, The Crisis of Western Culture, I'm looking at the deteriorating state of our planet, where the dynamics of environmental, economic, and population change are boiling over the limits within which society can function. I'll be busting the myths and ideologies of religious fundamentalism, capitalism run amok, male domination and hierarchy, and militarism that are draining our world of its natural and human resources and engendering the suffering of millions for the benefit of a few. Threshold examines cultures that have thrived from the mother city of Corral, Peru to modern Denmark, and targets five areas of policy, national, religious, economic, corporate, and environmental, for specific and immediate reform. Radical in scope and boldness, but simple in its common sense logic, my book Threshold illustrates the mistakes we have made as a culture, as a country, and as individuals, and provides the inspiration and motivation that you're looking for to build a better, more sustainable world for all. It's available in fine bookstores everywhere. Threshold. Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them.
My dog is lying down right next to me. He has not stirred when I've said that. It doesn't necessarily say great things that he's just used to me talking for a long time. It says something that he's not even disturbed by this. He doesn't even bat an eyelash. I love my dog to an irrational degree. And I really appreciate everybody who supports our sponsors. Also want to say, if you're looking to score a few extra points this holiday season, and you're looking to support the people, the folks you love, not just dogs, but human beings, I got gift ideas for you. Couple gift ideas for you. From Cozy Earth, the brand that made Oprah's favorite things. First, Cozy Earth luxury bedding. We've got a set of their sheets. You won't believe what their users say, how soft they are. It's like sitting on a cloud. Not only are they soft, they're made from the finest premium viscose and highly sustainable bamboo. Makes them naturally temperature regulating, so you'll sleep comfortably year-round. They've also got their luxurious loungewear collection, including soft and stylish bamboo pajamas, joggers, tees, and more for people you love in your life. For the holidays coming up, they make a great gift. While you're there, you can check out their premium plush and waffle bath towels. Folks will love those too. Every Cozy Earth bedding item comes in a very cool, reusable canvas bag. My dog sleeps in my bed with me, and he values having good sheets. You can save 40% now on Cozy Earth. Hurry, your holiday offer ends soon. Go to CozyEarth.com. You can enter the promo code TOM at checkout and save 40%. That's CozyEarth.com. Promo code THOM. CozyEarth.com. Thank you, everybody. Thank you to the sponsors of the Tom Hartman program, and thank you to you. We'll go back to the phones. Morris, you win our Most Patient Listener Award. Go ahead.
Well, I'm going to tell you what I'm very thankful for, everybody, that I live during a time when there was another great American orator. You know, we've got some famous great American orators in this country. We've got Patrick Henry, remember him? Give me liberty or death. You know, that's been around for a while.
Yeah.
And we got Abraham Lincoln, you know, if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. Remember that one? The best one in Martin Luther King, injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. But today I want to bring in another person we're going to add to the list of great American orators, and that would be Herschel Walker. I think you should listen to his speech on the clean air in China. Have you heard that one? Our clean out the air, the bad air in China. I thought that was magnificent. I didn't think we'd ever find another one to top that one for my lifetime. But then he came out with a better one the other night, talking about the werewolves. And I thought that was a masterpiece of articulation and vernacular. So anyway, I'm grateful that I lived during a time when another great American orator, Herschel Walker, I was living during the time to hear him speak, the U.S. Senate candidate. What does that say for our kind of government?
So you're saying added to the list of Frederick Douglass, of Martin Luther King Jr., of Patrick Henry, of Daniel Webster, you want to add Herschel Walker, specifically his speeches about air in China and werewolves. I appreciate that, Morris. We'll make sure to add that to the Alexa, to the canon.
I'll talk to you later, Jefferson.
All right. Be well. Rick from Lexington, you're on.
Thanks for taking my call. I wanted to say to you that, first of all, I'm thankful for Tom Hartman, for a show
Amen.
For the education that he tried to provide to the American public on a day-to-day basis, just basically trying to tell the truth and put the truth out there so people can make their own choices. I'd like to ask you a question. At what point in time are the 30% of white people that want to live in America going to have a conversation with the 70% of white people that continue to vote for the Republican Party that doesn't want to live in America?
It's a good question.
It's the most discouraging thing in my lifetime. I'm 69 years old. I'm a blue-collar worker, worked in an automobile factory for over 20 years. I served in the United States Navy. I was on a Navy vessel the day that the Marines were killed in Beirut, in Lebanon. What bothers me the most is that we've gone through this time and time and time again. And at what point does all the people that have a platform, the news media, you know, people that's doing blogs, whatever, when do we, I have not heard through this election that just happened, how many people that are white Americans, and I can call them by their other names, which everybody chooses to call them, conservatives, Republicans, evangelicals, you know, the cult, blue-collar workers, I can call them everything that you want to call them, except everybody in public doesn't want to say white people.
Yeah.
The bottom line, sir, is that no group of people in this country has run this country since its inception except white people and white men. All the decisions, major decisions, have been made by that group. Y'all run society in this country. At some point in time, you're going to have to be held accountable.
Yeah. No, it's a great call.
Thank you. Thanks for the call, man. Thanks for letting me come.
No, absolutely. It's a great call, Rick. And you're absolutely right. And I'm befuddled by it. Because to me, the traditions that I was raised in make me ashamed. I could speak for an hour on the topic. And after that hour, I would not feel like the expert. Might be better for me to let somebody else speak on the topic. A couple things I'd say is to my white brethren and sistren, we got to do better. We have a responsibility. Second thing I'd say quickly is that I've said this and I'll continue to say it. The true American story is a story of redemption. I think white people got some redeeming to do. We got to talk to them directly.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
White people, you got a responsibility. 202-808-9925.
The guys in your life aren't boring, so don't give them boring gifts. Give them a gift from Man Crates. Show him you really care with hundreds of totally unique gift options available at mancrates.com. Like the Whiskey Appreciation Crate with a personalized handmade whiskey decanter and tumblers, ice sphere molds, slate coasters, and snacks. I would love that. Or the Grillmaster Crate with a brass knuckle meat tenderizer, cast iron smoker box, steak thermometers, and more. Man Crates packs his gift in unique containers, so watching him open his gift is an unforgettable experience. Personalization is free, and every Man Crates gift comes with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. He'll think it's awesome, or Man Crates will make it right. Now through November 21st, Tom Hartman Program listeners get an exclusive 15% off with the code RADIO15 at mancrates.com. That's code RADIO15 to get 15% off at mancrates.com.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Muskego to Pewaukee, always streaming at waukradio.com.
Suddenly, my quarterback is the number one trending topic. Why, you might ask, is Aaron Rodgers trending on Twitter? He's out this game. He's got COVID-19. And to my perception, he freaking lied to us, man. I'm very frustrated that he is not eligible to play this Sunday, especially when you find out your quarterback is a half a Trumpster. And he claims, I'm not a flat earther, I'm not an anti-vaxxer. I just play one in the NFL. That pisses me off, man. I was going to bet on that team. Maybe. New time, 3 to 6 p.m. And Dom.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which is audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms.
Yeah. We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
Stories come to life at your local parks and forests. They're places of wonder, and they're closer than you think. Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you, or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
That dog does not want to be petted.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. Take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Remember the last time your family visited the forest? It's a place of wonder and imagination for the whole family, where stories come to life, and it's closer than you think. Ready to plan your next visit? Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you, or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Put a frog in boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As veterans, we tell ourselves the lie that we can handle anything. We let the water boil. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Hey guys, it's me, Isabella Gomez, filling in for Smokey Bear, because he's got more to say than just...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Like, if you're outside enjoying a barbecue, don't let a hamburger distract you from fire safety. Make sure you aren't dumping your hot coals or ashes onto the ground, because that could start a wildfire. So take wildfire prevention seriously, and let's save the world one day at a time. Juntos con Smokey Bear, podemos hacerlo. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. He sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself.
For many military veteran caregivers, their caregiving journey starts earlier in life and lasts longer. Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners, where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
to the Tom Hartman Show. I am Jeff Smith. It is Thank You Thursday. What are you grateful for? I'll tell you something I'm grateful for. And that is people doing innovative work, people who are solving problems. Because ultimately, that's why we do this, right? Ultimately, that's why we have a government. That's why we need a system for that government to make decisions. That's why we value democracy, is so we can solve problems. Because solve problems that aren't solved merely by individual activity or merely by selfishness or merely by the market forces. So we get together to solve things that we got to kind of solve together. And I am appreciative of the broadness of that, the breadth of that. Also appreciative of innovators themselves, not just those who are doing it for the benefit of their pocketbook, for people who are doing it for the benefit of well beyond that. We face, obviously, a range of challenges, and one of them is housing. Not only housing now, but recognize we got, give or take, 30, 40 million baby boomers who have no retirement. The switch from a defined benefit to a defined contribution plan, the decline of pensions in America, and the pivot to 401ks has meant that there are a lot of people who are not ready for retirement. A lot of people. Meanwhile, have you looked at how expensive it is to live in an elder care facility? It is ridiculous. Meanwhile, we got a challenge of what's happening with our young people. So I don't steal any more of her thunder so she can talk about the problem she's going after, but also the solution she's been working on with some inspiring success. We have on right now Dorinda Schubert from Bridge Meadow. She'll talk more about her model, but I am grateful to Dorinda. Dorinda, you're on the air. How you doing?
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
It's great. It's great to have you, and good morning and good afternoon to all of our good people across the country. Why don't you give a quick version, or your favorite version, of what Bridge Meadows does?
Bridge Meadows creates and inspires intergenerational communities, think villages, for the well-being of children, families, and elders. We bring together three generations to address some really big issues in our country: housing and child welfare and elder care. All of these people come together, they're neighbors supporting neighbors, and children have a bounty of people caring about them in their little village neighborhood. Parents have others they can rely on, and elders have a reason to get up in the morning.
And you said three generations. So this is a housing facility, a housing community that you put together. And how do you integrate those three generations? And I will say, like, what is old is new again. This is not new in the human experience for multigenerational living to be encouraged, right? It just seems that somehow, somewhere around the Industrial Revolution, it fell out of favor.
Yes, many cultures around the world live intergenerationally. Like, it's normal. I grew up that way in outside of Chicago with our Polish family and our German family. Grandmas and aunties and cousins, everybody was always all around. And many, many cultures around the world live this way. And so what we're suggesting is let's get back to that and bring the generations together, because it creates a powerful safety net for all involved. And you're right, Jefferson, during the 60s, we thought we were doing great stuff by, and the Industrial Revolution, but we thought we were doing great stuff by making senior centers and child care centers. But what we should have done is brought those entities together, because, you know, children can never have too many people loving them, and elders can never have too many reasons to get up in the morning. And so what we're doing with our model is bringing that beautiful work together, or living, way of living together, to address some special problems. And we've chosen to address the issue of child welfare. The families who live in our communities are families that have been impacted by foster care. And it's usually grandparents raising grandchildren. And now we're piloting, working with families who've been reunited after a stint with foster care. And then we have these elders, like you were talking, who are of limited means, a fight, have so much joy, so much energy, so much, like, I'm too young, they're saying, I'm too young to just sit around and watch a show or TV show. I've got something to give and I want to be a part of something. We get calls from all over the nation from elders who want to live at Bridge Meadows, and I can't make them fast enough.
So it's a combination. So instead of segregating senior care over there and youth foster care over that way, instead integrating those things, and in fact, the elders on the scene can be a part of the raising of that generation that builds relationship, builds meaning, and helps, you know, nurture a couple of birds with one scone.
Yes, everybody, every piece of this community benefits from living adjacent to each other. We, as you said, we don't put the elders all in one. It's about 2 acres. Our community is about on 2 acres, and they're beautifully designed, intentionally beautifully designed, because when you live somewhere that's beautiful and you feel that you're worthy, and it's so important for your health and well-being to live in a place that's well-maintained, beautiful, and affordable. And so there's a central courtyard, which is everybody's backyard, and the elder buildings and the family community, the other townhouses, are kind of mixed up with each other. So it's not as though the elders are at one end of the property and the families are at the end of the other end of the property. It's they're adjacent to each other, because when you have proximity and purpose, you build deeper, more cohesive relationships with one another.
And we know this, right? We know, I think you have research and you cite research that shows it, that what ends up extending life for people is in fact relationships and purpose, right? It's not merely what vitamins you take. It is the relationships you have in your life and the purpose to which you can dedicate yourself. And if those things continue, life continues better. Correct me if I'm wrong, or amplify.
You know, you're right. There is much research that is coming out by scientists, social scientists, who talk about one of the key factors to living a healthier life as we age is to live with, to have a reason to get up in the morning. Think about the people who retire and then they have nothing to do. A lot of times we hear about, wow, he or she just retired and now they're passed away. We really need, as humans, our brains are wired to be connected to each other. We are not wired to be disconnected to each other. And we saw this during the pandemic, how social isolation was those who were socially isolated did not fare well. But those who had some sense of community, no matter how big that community was, it could have been one other person you were talking to, or one, you know, or maybe 10 people you were talking to. You knew people cared about you, and you cared about people, and you had a reason to get up and say, hey, what's going on with you? Are you okay? So we cannot live disjointed, divided, and disconnected from one another anymore. It is not what our brains are telling us it needs. Our bodies and brains are telling us we need to be connected to each other. And then we create a safety net for one another. And then our communities are healthier. And we all benefit from that.
How many Bridge Meadows? So let me go back to relevance for a little bit, right? This is, we use gratitude as a window to talk about important stuff. Gratitude itself is important, but it's also a chance to shine a light, not just tear stuff down. And if there are policymakers who are listening, if there are staffers who are listening, if there are voters who are listening, and we know all three types of those people listen, recognize as we're figuring out future housing solutions, multi-generational housing solutions, a vastly better idea than segregating everybody, right? Segregating poverty, segregating young people, segregating old people has never been a great idea. Segregating people by race has never been a great idea. It's just, so I just want to shout that out and appreciate it. But let me ask, how many Bridge Meadows facilities you have going? I knew of the one. You say you're trying to build more of them. What's going on now?
Well, we have 3 Bridge Meadows communities, and one of those, thank you very much, 2 in the Portland, Oregon metro region, and 1 in Central Oregon. And that one is 1 year old. 2 days ago, it celebrated its birthday at 1 year old, and we created that during the pandemic. And it says a lot about the fact that we were able to create a brand new community in the middle of, you know, one of the most difficult situations of our entire lives. And it's full. people are living there, and the kids are going to school, and people are planning holiday celebrations. It's really wonderful.
And but I want to get back. Go ahead. Yeah, we got about.
I want to get back to your issue about policy.
Yeah.
So if there are any folks who are listening about housing policy, I wrote an article or an op-ed for The Hill a couple of years ago about how we need to prioritize multi-generational housing and not separate the generations. Right now, that is how the policy is written, and I encourage us all to review those policies and lean toward bringing the generations together.
Well, it's terrific. And is there anybody around the country doing something similar to you? Anybody else that, you know, doesn't live in the Pacific Northwest or the West Coast and might not want to move there because they want to stay close to their own family? Anybody else doing that, or how do we get it happen in other places?
Well, our friends at Treehouse Foundation in East Hampton, Massachusetts have a beautiful community. And then there's others throughout the nation that are popping up. And our dream is to be all over the nation.
What you're doing is the future, Dorinda. Appreciate you.
Thank you so much.
You're listening to Tom Hartman Show, 202-808-9925. We got news coming up and also what you're grateful for.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
This is the Tom Hartman Program, 202-808-9925.
If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in taxes, please listen to this important message. The IRS is aggressively hiring and quickly ramping up their tax collection team. Act now and protect yourself with a call to Tax Alliance. Don't let the money you owe the IRS keep you up at night and ruin your life. You may be surprised at how much having Tax Alliance on your side can protect you from the IRS collections and help you save thousands on what you owe. Here's what a customer had to say.
Tax Alliance did an amazing job helping me through a quite difficult situation, saving me tens and thousands of dollars that I would have been paying for many years to come.
Tax Alliance is rated A+ with a Better Business Bureau with no consumer complaints. If you owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes, have unfiled returns, or have a payment plan and are still frustrated, call Tax Alliance now for a free consultation. 800-916-0994. 800-916-0994. That's 800-916-0994.
Tax Alliance, your tax resolution solution.
Mama, what does the chicken say? When the wolf?
Oh, a wolf.
What about the tiny dog? Cat. Aww. Owl.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Dolphin? What does the turkey say?
Whale sound.
Do the giraffe.
Giraffe, really? Okay. Giraffe.
You're not going to get it all right. Just make sure you nail the big stuff, like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Get it right.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hey, wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control.
Yikes!
So you're on your own with the wasps. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%. APR, 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much more than just a rate. Let me ask you, does calling the company with the best client service in America, with 11 J.D. Power Awards to prove it, matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative, client-focused technology, matter? Does calling the company with 17,000-plus team members who are helping to rebuild the great cities of Detroit and Cleveland matter? Of course it matters. No wonder our clients have made Quicken Loans America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Hey, I have a new book out. It's called The Hidden History of Neoliberalism, How Reaganism Gutted America and How to Restore Its Greatness. Greg Palast calls it a hand grenade of a book. You can pick it up wherever fine books are available. Tag your it.
And we are back. Let's go to Paul from WCPT Ain't Afraid of Me in Woodinville. Go ahead, Paul.
I'm thankful that ignorance is not a permanent condition. There's a cure. And that is one of the things. You know what a differential diagnosis is, Jefferson? So you have some symptoms. You know, I got a cough or sore throat or tummy ache. And you go to the doctor, and the doctor says, oh, well, okay, these are your symptoms. It could be this. It could be that. It could be the other thing. So then the doctor sets out to find the signs of the disease, the actual manifestation of the disease itself.
It's what House did, right? House did that for differential diagnosis in that TV show. Keep going.
Yeah. Yeah, so ignorance is, racism is, for instance, I think, is a manifestation of ignorance. It's, the disease is ignorance. The symptom is racism. But, you see, diseases have, I mean, they want to keep going, too. You have a virus that wants to keep replicating. We have a lot of experience with this lately. You have a bacterial infection. The bacteria is just saying, I like kind of living here on infecting your skin, even though, you know. It has a strategy, too. And what's going on here, with ignorance, it has this, it kind of has a self-perpetuating thing, or people like to be ignorant. It's kind of like drug and alcoholism. You know, those are diseases that kind of trick the infected person into, oh, I want more of this. And that's kind of the way ignorance is. And that's why we have a party that has kind of gone to, they want to keep people ignorant. And so every time, we haven't debated any policy, government policies in probably 20, I would say since the Newt Gingrich era, because everything turns personal. It's like, and you can tell when it's going to turn that way, because we have, you liberals always blah, blah, blah. So it starts with a you label, always do this. And now we're on the personal level, and we're no longer talking about policy, and therefore nobody gets to learn anything. There's no evaluation of the actual issue, or how are we going to find this disease? We can't do our differential diagnosis on what our problem is. So, why does this happen? Well, it's kind of like it feeds really, it's kind of the seven deadly sins: greed, gluttony, you know, pride, lust, jealousy, anger, and apathy. And greed is a big one. That's why you want to keep people ignorant, because it feeds my greed. And that's what's going on, because we don't have any debates. It's really interesting about inflation. It's all about blaming Biden for inflation. But did you notice what is going on here? Exactly what's going on now is what happened during the Paul Volcker years and Jimmy Carter. Blame it on Jimmy Carter, stagflation, remember?
Yep.
And they're still they're saying that word again.
I want to stick with that for a moment. And if one doesn't have to be the most rampant conspiracy theorist to compare what happened with Jimmy Carter to what has happening to Joe Biden. And that is two things outside that the president doesn't get to decide. both of them happening at the same time, and then being used to try to defeat that president, and to try to, in fact, defeat the movement that begat that president. So exactly. To go back to the 1970s, Jimmy Carter is president, and you have the Fed, Paul Volcker, you mentioned it, jacks up interest rates to historic highs, and then 20%. the oil cartels raise gas prices to historic highs. At the same time, let's be clear, when George Bush the elder was making friends with the Saudis, right, is the same time the oil cartels are jacking up oil prices when Democrats are president. And they say, Look at the price of the pump. We need a new president. Luckily, people are now a little bit more aware the president does not set prices at the pump, nor does he set prices at Walmart or Amazon. But but that same move now with Biden, interest rates going up. I mean, we saw, and I talked about this when I had the opportunity and honor to sit in this chair, that Donald Trump was haranguing the Fed to keep interest rates low. I criticized it then. No, you got to let these things go up a little bit, because if there is another recession, you want to be able to bring them down. It's one of the moves, not only fiscal policy, but monetary policy. There's not infinite moves you can make, and you don't want interest rates to stay too low for too long, because then you can't lower them. It eliminates that. The only thing you can do is raise them. But Donald Trump and his allies of the Fed at that point were willing to keep them artificially low. And even when they could have been allowed to go up a little bit, he desperately didn't want that to impact housing prices, definitely, and housing sales. Didn't want that to impact a slowdown of the economy on his watch. He managed to pull it off anyway. But I think you're really on to something, Paul, and appreciate it.
Yeah, and it was Milton Friedman who actually got his big award for demonstrating that inflation is monetary. That's why they think he's so great. But this is what they're doing. Yeah. They're making it while we have companies who want to hire people, they're making it more expensive to do business. So they have to lay people off when they want to hire people, and they think it's better that you have no job so that some people can have lower prices. They're not doing a damn thing to work on the supply side, because what we have now, remember, inflation is just a shift in the price equals demand divided by supply curve, and we have the strong demand side. That's what, we got great low unemployment.
Let me go to the next thing, Paul. But I really appreciate the phone call. You be well. That was Paul Volcker calling in. No, it's a different Paul. I don't think it was Paul Volcker. Larry, you got 20 seconds.
Wow, only 20 seconds. Okay, Russia's in recession right now. Our liberal biased media, which actually is right-wing media, has been trying to tell us that we were in a recession for the last 12 months. We were not in recession. That's been proven now.
Yep.
And now Bloomberg has just called for next year for America to fall into recession, and they're claiming that we have a 100% chance that we're going to fall into recession.
These are the right-wingers trying to destroy another Democratic presidential chance to get a second term.
Yep. I wish we'd be able to get to you earlier, because I think your point is good, but I think the point is also well taken. And people got to be paying attention to the math, got to be paying attention to the economics, and not just to the Fox News chatter about the economics. Appreciate you, Larry.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
If you served in the Marine Corps, by now you know about the contaminated water problem at Camp Lejeune. If you were stationed or worked at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1987, you probably have a lot of questions. We have some answers. You could be entitled to compensation. Billions of dollars are being allocated to pay for damages to anyone stationed at Camp Lejeune during that time. Unfortunately, it appears that officials may have known the contaminated water problem existed and did little to protect their men. The Semper Fi Code was not honored. If you or someone in your family has developed a serious illness, including various forms of cancer, call this Camp Lejeune legal support line right now. You can't turn back the clock and change what happened, but you can certainly call right now and learn your rights as a Marine. Here's the number.
800-653-2073. 800-653-2073. 800-653-2073. That's 800-653-2073.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which is audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
Our guest is Kristen Elfheim, who is the state Senate candidate for District 19 in the Fox Valley.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
There are really good people that have been in Madison on both sides. And if we're not letting the strongest problem solvers win, we're making a mistake.
Listen to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry right here on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media.